Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. How about them Huskies?
Yeah!
On the phone right now, Mark Robbins, sports reporter, Channel 3. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What was the energy like?
Oh, electric in the building. UConn Nation showing out. They've been talking all week leading up to the game that they want to make it Stores North. They had a big party. There's a nightclub right basically attached to TD Garden. There's about 500 people at that club before the game for 2 hours partying.
Was that a private party? I heard there was a private party that no one really knew about unless they were invited. Is that the same thing?
Well, I don't know how everybody got in. I was able to get in when I did some live shots there. I don't know if you had to pay or it was a private party or it was rented out by a couple of alums.
There you go.
And then they then about 500 people showed up, 500 friends.
Oops.
So I think it was a bit of a fundraiser as well, but it was quite an event, and they were juiced up pretty early before tip.
Now, juiced up, you mean energy, or what kind of juice are we talking about,
Mark? Oh yeah, energy. energy and the artificial kind.
Excuse me, of course, as well. The best kind.
Well, 82-52 yeah. Final score tells one story. But with just under 2 minutes in the first half, there was another story. It was a 4-point game.
Yeah. Jaden Ledee for San Diego State got them going. He had 15 points the first 10 minutes of the game. And the Huskies couldn't stop him and were not shooting well until Cam Spencer took over. Cam scored the last 7 points of the first half. For UConn had 16 in that first half, and they were able to kind of squeeze out the 9-point lead. And then they decided at halftime to play a little bit tighter defense and held San Diego State down in the second half. In fact, San Diego State scored just 21 points in the second half.
That's incredible.
Wow.
What was the feel of the room when it was a 4-point game?
I don't think there was a lot of panic in the stands. I think it was a matter of, it seemed like the Huskies were just a little off kilter and again, still up. So it wasn't a serious foul trouble. They just were missing some shots in the first half. And that changed as well as the defensive intensity picked up a little bit in the second half.
So UConn men now play Illinois tomorrow night.
Yes.
Illinois 3, UConn 1. Is there a team left that UConn should fear?
Illinois is the most, I don't have the exact stat, but I know they're the most efficient offensive team in the country. I think they average close to 80 points a game.
Ooh.
They can score. So when a team can score, that always scares you. And Iowa State, who Illinois beat last night, is a very good defensive team. But Illinois was able to knock off the Cyclones. They can put a big scare into UConn because they can score. Now, I think UConn will win, but there's certainly a team left in there. Purdue, Houston. On the other side of the bracket, the thing about the bracket for UConn, it's breaking right for them, if you will. North Carolina loses last night. Arizona loses the top to the one and the two seeds in the West. So that's who the East will play in the semifinal next week in Phoenix. So that's either going to be Clemson now or Alabama.
Yeah.
And those teams don't scare me certainly as much as Purdue or Houston, which still are left on the other side of the bracket.
Mark Robbins, Channel 3 Sports in Boston last night. Did you stay in Boston or did you come home?
No, I came back last night.
Gotcha.
Okay,
Or I guess this morning. I've been home for a couple hours.
What time did you
hockey today is playing in Providence. We're going to go over to Providence and cover the Bobcats against Wisconsin.
It's
the
a Bobcat. It's Bobcat.
We wanted to have the coach on this morning. We just couldn't make it happen with the timing.
Yeah.
Rand.
Yeah. Love that guy.
Yeah. Well, how about the other defending national champs trying to make it 2 in a row? And Wisconsin, the excellent team, and the 8-9 seed. Wisconsin's the 8, and the Quinnipiac's the 9. And they'll probably play Boston College on Sunday. BC's the top-ranked, top-seeded team in the country. They play Michigan Tech, and Michigan Tech was kind of a fluke winner in their conference tournament.
As a sports guy, can you bet on the games? Like, can you go into, like, a FanDuel app or whatever and bet?
Sure. There's nobody that says I can.
Awesome.
Bet. There's no law against that. I don't gamble,
but everybody has been betting on UConn men going all the way.
Yeah,
right. And you're on that same page. We're all on the same page there, right?
Yes, I do think that they're the best team in the country, and I think they're going to win the national title. You have to play to your abilities a lot of times. If they do, nobody can beat them. But if they don't play to their top ability, then sure they could.
That's
be beaten.
The little door everyone's been giving themselves.
Yeah,
like yeah, UConn could go all the way if they play
right.
Yeah, if they play well, that's with every team, every game.
What about UConn women? How far do you think they get?
I filled out a bracket for fun, and I have them losing to South Carolina in the championship game. I have them winning the Portland 3 regional. That's where Joe Zone is.
Don't tell Gino.
Yeah, don't tell him. Don't tell the girls either.
Yeah.
At least you're honest. A lot of sports people in Connecticut feel the obligation to say, yeah, all the way. Yeah. Say, yeah, no, this is how it's going to go.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Bobcats?
Boy, today's going to be a very, very tight game. I'm kind of smelling overtime today.
Wow.
I smell something.
I think those are the most exciting games. Yeah, I think they get it done. And they don't play a shootout or anything. They just keep playing in overtime until somebody scores a goal. So that we could be there. I could, be there until 2.
Right.
I think they're going to win today. I don't know about they lost the opener of the season at home to BC. Of course, that was a long time ago, but BC's really good.
Gotcha. So you don't have a prediction?
Oh, you thought that I didn't make a prediction past today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mark Robinson, Channel 3 Sports on.
If they play their abilities.
If they play to their abilities.
They score more goals than whoever the other team is on the ice with them. I like their chances.
Right, me cool. too.
Right.
The Tyson-Paul fight.
I wouldn't want to be hit by either one of them.
Right. But if you had to choose one to get hit by.
I think Tyson. I mean, I think Mike Tyson, he's, I know he's getting a little bit long in the tooth, or how many he's got left. I think he's going to win.
If he doesn't, I'm going to be mad.
Very mad.
Especially if it's a fake kind of draw.
Oh, yeah.
I want a knockout.
Yeah.
If it's not a knockout, I'm not going to feel like it's a real fight.
Oh, it's a little boxer in the guy's head. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not really gotten into that with all the March Madness that we're dealing with. I have not gotten into that.
All right, Mark, you've been a busy guy. Thanks for making time and waking up and coming on with us.
Good sleep.
No, yeah. My pleasure, guys. Always always a thrill to be out with you guys.
Mark Robbins, Channel 3 Sports. Thank you, sir. How will the Baltimore bridge collapse impact supply chains and Connecticut businesses?
Sibley.
We don't really know yet. Let's bring on Congressman Joe Courtney. Do you know? We don't really know yet, right?
I mean, it's definitely the ripple effect. I don't think people have absorbed. One thing I would say is that that port is going to be shut down for quite a while, which is a huge hit.
What's quite a while?
You know, nationally.
Like years?
The weeks, months?
I mean,
years?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, I mean, I remember they repaired the Philadelphia Bridge or the Pennsylvania Bridge in a matter of like 2 or 3 weeks. This is a totally different magnitude because they've got to clear and dredge, you know, that channel out. And so, you know, what I would say is that secondary ports exist in Connecticut, Bridgeport, New Haven, and New London. And it's, you know, I would think there would be some impact in terms of more traffic, you know, coming through Long Island Sound. But again, that's just, you know, really spitballing at this point in terms of trying to speculate.
So the port opens once they get the bridge and the debris out of there. They could open the port. The bridge traffic, that's a whole nother, that's years.
That's
right?
Done, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it was not like a short, or just one section of a bridge. I mean, that was the whole structure.
Thing. Yeah.
It's just shocking.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
How you been?
Good. I haven't talked to you guys in ages. You know, sad news about Joe Lieberman,
yes.
Obviously. And I remember actually meeting you guys at the Hart Building in Joe's office years ago.
That's
you
right.
Were broadcasting from Washington.
Yeah.
Actually, let us in there.
I know.
Yeah, right.
The day we had Vice President Cheney on, the whole block got shut down.
Yes, they
by
did.
Secret Service.
Yep.
And I can tell a lot of senators, Senator Barack Obama couldn't get in the building.
Right.
He couldn't get to his office, and he's like, what's going on here?
That was us.
Two idiots with the vice president.
You're always making trouble.
Right.
Oh, we're always making trouble.
That's our tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've been doing good stuff over in your area there with Electric Boat.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to one of your colleagues and, you know, your you know, out in the organization about the fact that last year it was 5,300 hires between Quonset Point, Rhode Island, and Groton. About one third Rhode Island, two thirds Connecticut, and the projection for this coming year is another 5,300. And you know, there's no question that I think the region has performed well in terms of filling those slots. There's some great, really accelerated job training programs that were set up a number of years ago because they kind of knew this was coming. But there's no question that they're going to start moving west, you know, closer to New Haven County, Harford County, in terms of recruitment. And, you know, one thing I just wanted to share is that for people who might be curious about this, they have a walk-in Wednesday, no appointment job fair every week in Groton. And people, you know, you can bring a resume if you think, you know, you might fit into, you know, what they're looking for, but you don't even have to bring a resume. I mean, really, it's just they welcome anyone to come in who wants to find out what's available. And they've been doing it now for about a year and a half or so. And and when I was there, actually, I've been going quite a bit just to kind of be a fly on the wall. And there have been folks from New Haven County that have been, you know, kind of made the trip up I-95 to check it out. And you know, they have websites and all that other stuff. But it's this is going to continue for really the next decade, given the work with the Columbia program, which is the huge submarines that carry the ballistic missiles. They're replacing the old Ohio-class subs that were built in the late 80s. And then the Virginia program, obviously, which has been, you know, the attack submarines has been, again, getting funding levels that we haven't seen really since the end of the Cold War. So there's going to be a lot of work. And the ripple effect is now the New London job market now is number one in Connecticut, number two in New England. And I think that's going to continue for quite some time.
Yeah.
Congressman Joe Courtney's on. We're talking about Electric Boat. I've been seeing the ads, like they're like, hey, you don't need any experience, just come in. If I'm a guy who like gets in a submarine and goes underwater for like 6 months, should I worry that you're like they're running ads saying you don't need any experience?
Well, that's a good question. There's no question. There's no margin for error. The for people who really are just absolutely starting, you know, from scratch. They actually do have some accelerated job training programs, which are, you know, again, were designed by EB and the Navy back in 2018 and has been very successful. So the latest sub that they just commissioned, USS Hyman Rickover, actually had the highest quality score of any of the Virginia class. They're up to like number 24, 25 wow. in terms of, you know, the fleet. So the green workforce, as they say, is actually performing well. There's a lot more virtual, you know, devices that they're using on, you know, to do the work. You know, the old days of drawings and paper are long gone. And you know, I think that shift in technology honestly sets a younger population much more so than baby boomers.
We don't want them showing up for work smelling like weed.
No, not at all. No.
Correct?
Right.
Well, no, and that's, you know, again, the background checks for many people sometimes can be a shot blocker in terms of getting hired. You know, they whatever skills they learn in these job training programs, though, there's other, you know, firms that don't require, you know, if they're just metal fabrication, which doesn't really, it's not the precision welding and that sort of thing. You know, there's definitely work, you know, in the supply chain, which actually extends all the way into New Haven County.
Congressman Joe Courtney is on. Did you go to that Joe Biden fundraiser in New York City last night?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty expensive. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have that kind of money.
Eastern Connecticut, we're yeah, exactly. not like that.
No. If you went, would you have to pay? Or you'd be like a guest,
you know,
right?
Obviously, yeah, members, I would assume, would probably get in. But yeah. honestly, they're pretty aggressive about shaking people down.
Yeah. That meatloaf costs money.
Right. That's
right.
Was it 500,000 or 50,000 a head? I think it was five.
Wow.
It was a lot. I remember reading it like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, I'll go to Golden Corral. I'm good.
Yeah. When's the last time you talked to Joe Biden? Do you call him up and say, hey, it's Joe Courtney. I need some money over here. And
Joe, it's Joe.
No.
Gotta build some submarines.
Yeah. I actually flew on Air Force One last year. It was a very short flight. It was D.C. to Philly, but we were going to the Philly shipyard where they, again, were basically, you know, it wasn't a christening event, but it was definitely a milestone event for the maritime training ships that, again, that comes through my committee. And also the offshore wind vessel that they're going to be using to carry, you know, the turbine blades and the wind towers out. So, you know, he came right back. There was five of us, House members, most of them from Philadelphia, but they asked me to join them just again because of the committee work. And we had a good conversation. We actually went over his speech a little bit. I actually made a few edits for him.
No kidding.
Nice. Don't say this.
That was the good part of the speech. I recognize that.
Right, exactly. Right.
What's Air Force One like? That thing is friggin' massive. Where do you guys sit? Was it nice? Was it fancy where you were sitting?
Is there a special section for you guys?
It's nice, but, you know, one thing, that those planes they're flying now were built in the Herbert Walker Bush presidency, so they really are getting old. And again, believe it or not, that's under my subcommittee. Also, we have Sea Power and Projection Forces, and that fleet of planes is included as Projection Forces. Don't ask me why. But anyway... yeah, under President Trump, you may recall, he made a deal with Boeing to replace the fleet,
right?
Which at the time looked like a really good price, you know, and it was because it was some planes that they were supposed to sell to Russia, believe it or not, and that got canceled. And it was the same, you know, frame for Air Force One. Among Boeing's many, many problems these days, you know, finishing that fleet has been just taking forever. And Trump definitely wanted it.
Well, the CEO is gone now, right? New CEO.
Yes.
They've had problems, like just the doors coming off.
Pieces coming off.
Not good.
Wheels coming off, tires coming off.
Yeah, that's got to be a little scary.
Got to work on that stuff.
No, it's a real problem.
What do you know, Congressman? What do you know about that plane? Does it have like another plane inside of it? It's got to have some like kind of an escape helicopter.
Like a pod.
There's got to be a pod, right?
The president goes in with it. There is a pod.
And, there's a pod. Cool.
That's
cool.
And there's no question the electronics that are on board there are you know, I mean, it's the Secretary of Defense has a similar setup in terms of just, again, the communications, you know, capability that it has. And, you know, it's very nice. You know, he actually took us on a little tour and saw the, where, you know, you got a really comfortable bedroom. You know, it looks like a hotel.
There's a
nice
ball pit. Really? There's a ball pit on there. It's like a Nickelodeon. Yep. It's got an ice cream machine.
Who wants a cone?
That would be AJ's Air Force One.
Who wants a cone?
Right. It looks like a Chuck E. Cheese with wings.
Right.
That's got to be really neat to be on Air Force One.
No.
There's probably areas they won't even show you, right? And you're a congressman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was no situation room, but I'm sure there is a situation room that they didn't show us one. Let's put it that way.
It's kind of a nicer bathroom.
Yeah.
No, it's a pretty nice way to fly.
Wow.
No question about it. Yeah.
So, did you watch the UConn game last night?
I sure did.
Nice.
I mean, it's, you know, these guys are amazing. They're better than last year. You know,
I mean,
who the funk?
I know. It's a steamroller.
Yep.
They're a steamroller.
And Hurley is, you know, I mean, he's made a believer of everyone that, you know, he somehow gets these kids so they're not complacent, right? I mean, they look as hungry as if, you know, they never won a game before.
Right.
Doesn't feed them.
Yep.
That's
kid. Right.
No ice cream machine for you.
Congressman Joe Courtney is on, and the Senator Lieberman funeral today. Do you go to that? Do you not go? How does that work?
There's going to be a public ceremony that the family announced. So, you know, I had some stuff planned out here, and it's not, you know, Stanford's a bit of a hike. So, you know, we'll definitely make plans to go to the public event where I think, you know, they're going to be able to talk a lot about his public service.
Does that politically get weird for you? Because, like, at the end of his career, he was driving around with John McCain, and people get sore about that thing, and then they give you crap about it because you were friends.
You know, I think you just take the long view, and most people are, I think, on this. And, you know, actually, in the statement that I put out back in 2005, before I was in Congress, you may remember the Navy wanted to close the Groton subbase. And they had the big BRAC hearing up in Boston, and Team Connecticut, Jody Rowe, my predecessor, Rob Simmons, Chris Todd, everyone, you know, was there. But Joe did the closing argument, and it was incredibly intense. Connecticut had 1 hour to make its case to keep the base open. Jimmy Carter actually wrote a letter from Georgia saying they should keep it open, which was, you know, made in, you know, him persona non grata in Georgia, because all the subs were going to go down to Georgia. Ooh. if Groton closed. And but anyway, Joe's speech was brilliant. I mean, and I've, you know, said that to him, you know, every time I sort of ran into him when I made it to Congress and you know, was at public events with him. He was a good lawyer. You know, he really, you know, could have done nicely in front of juries over the years, because you could really tell the commission was really, you know, listening closely, even more so than some of the other folks who spoke, who did a great job too. But Joe's speech was really extraordinary in reversing that decision to close Groton. I mean, the Navy should, you know, be praising him, because they need that base now. Like, you know, the tempo of operations down there is just really intense, and it's in the right place in terms of Putin and, you know, what's going on in the North Atlantic now. So, you know, it's not something that you think, you know, Joe Lieberman, you know, you know, his career covered a lot of, you know, moments like that where the state really benefited.
Can you imagine your district and our state without that sub base?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it just would have been devastating. And we actually had the ambassador from Finland was up this week, and we, you know, he went down to the base. He was so excited to go visit there. He got to climb on board USS California that's, you know, tied up there right now. But, you know, again, you could see the number of berths which were empty there. I mean, there's 15 attack subs that operate out of there. And, you know, the tempo, like I said, you know, it doesn't get a lot of news necessarily when because it's the, you know, silent service, the Secret Service or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, the Navy would be really hurting if they didn't have that base. And the new Australian submarine deal, you know, that AUKUS that was on the ads there, the first contingent of Australian naval officers showed up at Groton about 3 weeks ago. Great guys. And, you know, that's going to be a steady stream really over the next 10 or 20 years because they need to train up their officer corps to operate nuclear-powered submarines. Again, they have the old diesel electrics that are there. And it is the center of excellence, you know, in terms of training, you know, that skill. So it's pretty awesome. I keep telling people we got to learn how to speak Australian now. These guys are going to be coming here nonstop, as well as the shipyard, you know, because they're going to be sending over folks to skill up in terms of manufacturing, too.
Well, thanks for coming on. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
be a stranger.
Yeah. You know where we're at.
Yeah, really. You got to come in.
No,
hang
it's
out.
A pleasure.
Yeah. Congressman right, Joe Courtney, thanks for your hard work. Have a great Easter weekend.
Yes, man.
Thanks, guys.
What about the Italian traditions this weekend?
Yes, we got going
on. Let's bring in a professional here. Yeah. Jerry from Encore by Goodfellas in New Haven. Jerry!
Jerry!
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning to everyone.
Hey, you have like Italian music.
When the on, moon is around. Okay.
Italian restaurant. Billy Joel.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
What do you guys do this weekend?
Well, let's talk about the Italian traditions that we do in our family.
Okay.
So the first thing is that we do a cake that's called pastiera napoletana, which is like it's called a wheat pie. And so we make that.
Wheat. Wheat.
Wheat.
Okay.
Wheat pie.
Okay. So it's not weed pie. Okay.
Wheat pie. Like, woo. And, so that's one of our traditions.
Wheat pie.
Wheat pie. Good heavens. Wheat pie.
Ham pie.
Ham pie.
Now, that ham doesn't pie sound great.
A pizza game. A it's the names. Pizza game that
pizza
we talk
game.
About.
Hey, pizza game. Hey, how you doing?
Ham pie has a lot of names. So the dialect, they call it pizza gena. And then the Italian people that live in America, they call it pizza iena.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then it's also called, the correct name is pizza rustica.
Right.
So, and, you know, it's also called in America, it's called meat pie.
Meat pie.
I've heard that.
And a from nickname like that.
So,
hey, meat pie, get up here.
Hey, meat pie.
Hey, meat pie, get up here.
It's not a nickname you want.
Hey, pizza gator.
Hey, pizza gator. That you should go through all the different names of pizza gator.
Hey, pizza gator.
Meat pie.
Hey, pizza gator.
All right.
When I eat pizza gator? Sorry. Okay.
So pizza gator is ham pie?
Ham pie.
Ham pie.
It's ham pie with eggs. It's like a, I want to say like, a, it's an Italian quiche.
Okay.
That is covered with dough on the bottom and on the top.
Right.
So they make it a pizza, like it's full. Pizza again means full pizza.
Lots okay. of meat.
Lots
wow.
of meat. So and it's
cheese.
All eggs and meat. It's like a quiche in the middle.
I got pizza
with
pants.
Dough around it.
That's right.
And I know he never had it before.
I never did. No, he
So
heard.
I bought him
really?
A piece.
Yeah, he did.
Can you have it now?
No. I have to wait till
yeah.
Lent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah.
Easter.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought a piece.
Yep.
It's and I bought wheat pie.
I like, of all the things you've done in your life, this yeah. is what you're afraid to. This might be what keeps you out of heaven.
You never yeah. know, man. I got to okay. try something.
Remember, you're Catholic. Go to church and get forgiven.
Yeah, no, that's right. Every time I go, the sky gets dark and water boils.
Yeah.
Jesus!
Then,
yeah!
Then we have another cake, another like dessert. It's like our equivalent of Easter pie. I mean, Easter bread here. It's Colomba.
Colomba.
Which means dove, and it's a bird made not a bird. It's a pastry or cake that is made like a bird, right? And that means that's a given for peace.
Want a piece
that
of bird?
Sounds great.
You want a piece yeah. of bird?
And then
yeah, you want a piece of bird?
Want a piece of bird?
And then we have the lamb.
Oh yeah,
so spring oh, lamb.
Nice.
And the whole thing about spring lamb, there's a big story behind it.
Okay,
We got to go back to Moses.
Okay.
Okay.
So, spring lamb was...
Can we have Moses-type music, please?
Ask me if I like lamb.
You like lamb?
Nah.
Where'd you get that guy? He answered an ad.
He's a funny dude. So what happened during Moses is they had Passover.
Right.
So they had, they put the lamb's blood on top of the doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And it passed. Now, the reason why was that was because...
So you passed over them.
Passed with the lamb. So right. Sacrifice the lamb for the blood. And so Easter, Passover and Easter kind of go together all the time. So
what was the whole thing with the putting the blood over the past?
So yeah, the so the cloud, would... the black cloud passed, and your child wouldn't die, and
right.
your first child wouldn't die if
Very
you believed in God.
Very superstitious.
Right. It was one of the plagues. Yeah. It was one of the plagues that God used to right. punish the Israelites.
That's
right, right. For the lamb,
it was the
so
final
much.
Plague. It was the last plague.
Yeah, for right. the lamb, not so much.
See, I thought Philly Jesus would be able to explain all this to us. Yeah,
so then, 2,000 years later, Jesus was born, and when he, when he passed, he was the Lamb of God.
Oh.
Lamb of God,
because
it's a symbol of, you know, of Jesus.
Right.
And so that's where we are with the spring lamb. But then again, you only have spring lamb in the spring.
Right.
So
right.
this is the time of the year where it's always around. Even back then, you know, this is when the little baby, you know, lamb
They're
was
born.
Around.
Babies are, animal babies are typically born in the spring.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. So, you know. All winter long, so, they were doing their thing, and then they came out.
My friend's mom made Passover sandwiches. She'd take the meat, and she'd pass over the bread.
Yeah.
Where's the meat in this?
Wow. So that's the kind of stuff we do.
Have you had the, do you make rigotte pie?
Rigotte pie, yes.
Yeah.
Rigotte!
Is that an Easter thing, or that's
So I bought you a piece of wheat pie, right?
Right.
So wheat pie is like, it's, rigotte pie is like, it's a Italian version of cheesecake.
Nice.
That's right.
So now what happens is, so you have the rice pie, the wheat pie, the rigotte pie. They're all like cheesecake pies, right?
Yeah.
Just you add different stuff to it.
Right.
They add, that's some more, right?
Add some meat pie.
Add some meat pie.
When the guy down the street, he has way too much meat, he's a meat pie. Oh,
that's the new East Haven song.
That's right. How you doing?
Easter song, then my Christmas pie. Song.
When yes, I drive down the street, my eye rocks so neat, I'm meat pie. Sorry. Good.
So that's it.
Well, I made me hungry just talking.
Lent is over almost. A couple more days.
Yeah.
Everybody get back to drinking.
That's right.
Well, then
Everybody
I kept.
Get back to eating.
That part I kept. I had a drink. I was getting no bread.
And then you have the chocolate egg.
The chocolate egg.
Where does this come into the story? Is this
very
in the Bible?
Good. So.
Okay.
During, after Jesus died.
Yeah.
The true Catholic people would not eat eggs during the Lent.
Why?
Because it meant life.
Eggs meant life.
So what they would do is, that's where it came out to color the eggs. Over the years, they would boil the eggs because they didn't want to waste them.
Yeah.
So they would hard-boil them, they would paint them, and give them away for gifts.
Oh.
So at that point, they wouldn't waste the eggs. The chickens made
that's
the eggs.
That's where this
nice.
Came from. This is the first time I'm hearing this.
That's
see?
Where they made the egg part.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
What happens is, let's go a little further down the road.
You know, my whole life, I wonder what does a colored egg have anything to do with Jesus Christ?
So then in about, like, I want to say like maybe mid-1800s, the English people decided that they were going to make chocolate eggs, you know? And they were going to fill them up with gifts and stuff and give them to, their families or people they love, their special friends, stuff like that. And
what kind of gifts would they put in the egg?
Right, the gifts. And that's...
What kind of gifts?
Arsenic.
I don't know. Maybe a diamond ring. 1800s. Toilet paper.
I'm joking.
And then what happened was, that's where the Fabergé egg comes from Russian czars.
Right.
Because what happened is they wanted a nice egg, so for Easter... they would make the Fabergé egg. There's probably, maybe 80 eggs made throughout the world
you can't
of Fabergé
find these in CVS.
eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were always given out at Easter. You know, the czars, the Russian czars, they used to make those. And
they could afford it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now you know your chocolate eggs.
Now I know my chocolate eggs.
Look at that.
Jerry from Encore by Goodfellas.
Well, thank you for finally explaining
that. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
So I'm not a religious guy, but I've started to go to church.
Really?
Yeah.
And this guy
when did this happen? What happened?
This happened like a month ago, and I said...
Was there a U2 cover band playing?
did the sky go dark and like all of a sudden the water started boiling?
I thought that maybe I should get some God into my life, and it can't hurt, right? So if there is a heaven, like, at least I have a few months of this church thing, right?
Yeah.
So I get up there, and they say, like, oh, you've been terrible. And I'd be like, well, remember March and April?
That one time.
24?
Right.
That went a ton.
That was me. I did a drive-by.
But I've been going to this. So I grew up Catholic, but I've been going to this wacky contemporary, like, Protestant church, which has a rock band, and they swear.
Really?
It's real weird.
That sounds awesome.
So the pastor the other day was like, and Jesus was real pissed. I was like, this is weird.
What is this, WTF church?
They have video screens. It's a weird time. So with that in mind, I've come up with my top five ways to make church better.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
All right.
I'm going to stand back from lightning bolt on this one.
Right. So here we go. Number five. Why does it have to be so early? It's Sunday. There should be options. Like, why can't it be at 11? Why do we have to wake up at 7 to get there for this 8 o'clock service? Like, it doesn't make any sense to
You're
me.
You're right. There should be like a hangover service.
Right. That's what I said.
So like 1:30, yeah. and then they serve you greasy food to soak up the alcohol before right. you
Everybody's in sweatpants.
Exactly, right.
So, you know, real kudos to, like, actual religious people that go to this sunrise service.
Oh, God.
That should be a direct ticket to heaven. Like, I woke up every Sunday at 5 a.m. and yeah. like, come, please, yeah. come in. You get
fact,
to sit.
You get the escalator, not the stairs.
Right. You right. get to sit
You
with
murdered
the Lord.
Eight people, but you came every Sunday right. nice and early. Come on in.
Exactly, right. Come on in.
They do, like, announcements or whatever, and they're like, next week's Sunday service, is sunrise service is at 5 a.m. I'm like, who's
like,
going?
Who's going?
Wait, why?
I only know the one guy who wrote it. That's about it.
Right. Number four. We have to make this a bit more current, right?
Okay.
I realize the Bible was written thousands of years ago, but if we're going to do Bible stuff,
yeah.
I need the priest, rabbi, pastor, whatever, to bring it to modern times. So let's read these verses that are hard to understand. So I forced these children of mine to go, and they don't understand anything that's happening. So then explain it to me in English, and then teach me how it connects to, say, like, this Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Moses parts the Red Seas. Okay, great. But how does that help me with, like, Tuesday at work? Like, that's what I want.
Commuting.
All right, good call.
Okay.
So, like, he did it the other day. It
was so you need, like, a Bible for dummies.
Right, I definitely need that. So he did some Jesus
one?
Story, and the twist at the end was to, like, give people compliments or whatever. But I said, okay. Like, this is something.
Right.
I'll try to
you
do
You can
this.
Use this in your
this
daily
is what I want.
Life.
So I want Bible verse, explain it in English, and then say, like, okay, now, when you leave church today, do this, and, you know, it's better for heaven or whatever.
Right, right. Don't give people the finger in the parking lot when you're leaving here today.
Right,
right, right, right.
Perfect.
Right, plus also, don't charge us, like, you know, don't shake a basket for us to fill later on.
They don't do it at the Rock Church.
No.
Yeah, I was
no
like,
money?
What are they going to ask for the money? And they never ask for the money.
Wow.
It's coming, right?
How do
I get
they,
a bill?
Is it Venmo,
yeah,
maybe? Maybe
coming.
Venmo?
There was something where they wanted me to put my email, and I was like, I'm
oh,
good here.
Cash App.
I don't want your Jesus emails.
Cash, no, there was siphoning as you walk through.
Right, they just zapped my phone.
Yep.
Number three, don't hassle me. You got me there. I'm here. I've done it. I've woken up. I put on khakis. I'm at church.
Khakis.
Yeah, I've been wearing khakis.
That's commitment.
Right. The girls, like, put on dresses. We try not to look like scumbags.
Where'd you go? Target?
In church. No, Primark. So I don't need
But
your
it's
height.
A rock church. There must be people with jeans.
No, people are still dressed up.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
People are still in khakis. I looked because after the first time, I was like, oh, maybe because it's cool here.
If you
right?
saw someone wearing jeans,
I'm wearing
then
jeans.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right, but they didn't give you that option yet.
But I don't want lectures about how I should be here every week or how I should. There's a lot of, and you've got to tell six people to come. Like, I'm never doing that.
Man.
Like, we're here.
Was it a pyramid scheme?
Right, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
I was
You're
like, kind of
doing it right now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's true.
So, we're talking about the church.
Oh, it's true. It worked. Right,
right,
yeah.
right, right.
But it should be like, hey, Keith, glad you came. We have donuts. That should be it. It shouldn't be like, well, what about your friends? No, none of my friends are coming to this church.
If there's right. donuts, I will.
I don't think you would.
No, they're good donuts.
They are good donuts.
Okay, I'll go.
Number two, they should certainly play hits. So they've got this fake rock band, right? There's a drummer. There's a keyboard player. There's a guitar player.
There's a little striper.
There's sort of like a hot Jesus girl who sings.
Hot Jesus girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And it's like, you know, it's weird to think that way when you're at church.
You're not asking us to go, but I'm wanting to go now.
I like to baptize her
I'm
right
interested
now.
In going.
So when the first time we went, this like fake Jesus band is up there, and the girl, you're like, But you're not supposed to think like that in church. But
I was
like,
confession booth for.
I was like, she sort of brings it. But anyway, they play, it's just stiffs. It's like religious stiffs. Like, why? There were enough hits. You know, they could play Creed Higher. They could play Evanescence Bring Me to Life. They could play Stairway to Heaven. Like, I don't know why
Jesus
we don't throw
just
in a few
arrived
hits.
By me, you know? Right? Doobies.
If they want to get the crowd really going, why are we... They play... The band plays like 25 minutes. Half the thing is this band. Like, bring the hits.
25 minutes set or intermittent?
It's intermittent. So it's about
25
minutes.
Song here, song there, song here.
Yeah.
Do people sing along to the band?
Yeah. There's the lyrics are up. I don't sing along to
them. Do they stage dive? That'd be pretty cool.
But they... The song sort of... There's guitar solos. Like, they rock.
Wow. There should be a Jesus crowd surfing.
There should be. He like kind of walks on them.
But, like, how hard would it be to do I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For? Like, that would be a good one.
Right.
Like, no, they've got the instruments.
That'd be
like,
hell.
Learn the hits.
Right.
But would you complain that they're not doing them wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
They would. They're 100%. Like, oh, we were going to do it, but Dakin's here.
That pastor remembered my name, though. Like, good job, Pyramid Scheme. He came over and was like, Keith, nice to see you again. I was like, oh, this is weird.
You're on the no-fly list, that's why.
This is the beginning of the entrance to the cult.
Right. That's what it felt like.
Here's your robe.
He has a goatee. Like, there's a lot happening.
Right, right.
Okay, the number one thing, there should certainly be an after party. Church should end with a fun meal / bar.
Barbecue.
Barbecue. But this is at 9 in the morning, so it should be pancakes and mimosas and an omelet station.
Right.
A little God, a little mimosa, some high fives, thanks for coming, and then we're out. I think that would be the perfect end. So right now it's like, go bless everybody, blah, 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 and then we just sort of leave. Like, right. I want like a time.
Yeah, meet the IHOP.
I put on khakis.
That's where they'd suck you in.
Right, that's where it becomes
that's
like, why don't you come
money.
Sunday night to our Jesus dungeon or
where
whatever.
All of our booze go.
But I'm going to go again, and we'll see how long this lasts.
Wow.
Yep.
Where are you?
2 weeks.
That's my top five.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.